This is the Brian Suits Show.
AM 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here. Good morning, everybody. And finally,
anybody got a knock here?
Boeing providing competition for Elon Musk with the Boeing Starliner. Thumping down into Mexico. Take that, Musk. That and more coming up. And the latest is we're discovering that there was quite a lag in the response between 911 call and actual engagement of the shooter in Uvalde, Texas. We'll be back right after this. It is Friday practice, 26th of May, 2022. And let's get you to work for the right way traffic. Where's your emergency powers now? AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Well, the entire state is on pins and needles as we learn that not only the governor, this Jay Inslee, with emergency powers, but his lieutenant governor, Denny Heck, have tested positive for the coronavirus and are working from home today while experiencing mild symptoms. Their offices announced yesterday with this cryptic release.
It makes me sick, to be honest with you.
Inslee said from the second story of the governor's mansion with a megaphone. They took rapid antigen tests that came back positive Wednesday, his office said in a news release. Now, what's the official guidance on that? If you have any COVID-like symptoms, which is a runny nose?
They change so much. I'm not really sure what the most recent protocol is.
I mean, I wonder, he's vaccinated and double boosted and wields emergency powers and he's super superior to me in every single way.
Months ago, my wife and I just said, we're all going to get it. So we're kind of throwing caution to the wind here.
That's a loser's attitude.
Oh.
Yes, that is.
Thanks.
There are people. And you know, if you want to cosplay like it's March of 2020, I highly recommend going to Olympia. It's crazy. The closer you get to the U District, the more people walking alone with a mask on, the more you see. But you don't see every person walking alone on a windy day with a mask. You know, you really, at this point, even in Seattle, in Belltown, up on Queen Anne, you really have to look for it. Boy, I got to tell you, in Olympia, young people walking around with masks is by themselves is the norm.
God bless them.
And because I'm back in the fermentation game, you're welcome. Then I have to go to places with co-op in their name, because that's where all the fermentation supplies, the home brewing supplies, home beekeeping, which I'm not going to get into. Home this and home that are, and it says on this one place to go to, the sign says, wearing of masks is strongly encouraged.
Oh my God.
And every employee has a mask on. Cause if that is your work environment, you know what the implied message is. And so the thing is the raw material for delicious July apple cider is you got to have juice that is no preservatives, no nothing. It says it needs to say ingredients, apple juice. Anything else has crap in it. And then you take that home, you mix 5 gallons with 2 pounds of brown sugar and a bunch of honey and, you know, the whole thing and some yeast. And then you're off to the races. Well, but the thing is, I have to go to these places where you have to go to places with names like organic in it and co-op and things like that.
I don't want to get too sidetracked here.
I'm that guy without the mask on.
Is this your first foray into the brewing game?
No. Oh, no, wow. It's not brewing. It's fermenting. Get it right.
Well, sorry.
What kind of boozer are you?
When is this batch going to be done?
When it's at 7% ABV.
And you're going to bring some to your loyal producer
of
the last 4 months?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be first taster.
How do you know what percentage it's going to turn out to be?
You measure the specific gravity, you great
guy. Don't act like
Jeez.
I know.
Anybody got a mark here?
What are you missing about home fermenting? It's so simple. It's so once you do it and you find out how simple it is, and you're like, how come I'm not doing this all the time with like everything or whatever? And so So I'm doing it. My mistake was that I thought that there was, you know, that all cider had apple juice. No, that's the stuff they sell to women. I like it bone dry. And the yeast, as it turns out chemically, the yeast eats the sugar and turns it into a different molecule. So anyway, but it's just that I have to go in there, you know, with my giant Texas rodeo belt buckle and my burn this flag t-shirt and my major league, my infidel hat and everything. And everybody's wearing a mask but me. And so that's why, that's the thing. I can't help but kind of snickers. Like, oh, my, oh, by the way, it's where my chicken supplies are. And that's, I can't help but laugh at everyone running around in fear of the COVID. But just down the street and up the hill, the governor has a runny nose, and the lieutenant governor has a runny nose. Anyway, I'll pour some out for my homies. Anyway, get well. You know, Godspeed, Jay Inslee.
May they live and be well.
Yep, Godspeed, Denny Hack, as well. I just need to know, is the state rudderless? You know, do we have a great helmsman? Is someone leading us at this point? But I can assume we're on the honor system and that no laws will be passed or signed while the legislature's out of session anyway. Well, take that, Elon Musk. Yesterday, it was launched from Cape Canaveral. It was recovered in New Mexico. This is the Boeing space bus called the Starliner. This is after a 2.5 years ago, there was a bit of a botched try on the, but you know, that's why they're called test flights. Isn't that right? And, so anyway, this time the Starliner launched from Cape Canaveral, it rendezvoused with the International Space Station for a couple of days. And then, they cut it loose and it landed safely by parachute in the New Mexico desert. And this is 2.5 years after the first botched try. Flight controllers in Houston applauded and cheered the bullseye touchdown. And there was no actual humans on board, but there was a mannequin named Rosie the Rocketeer, which is so sexist. Boeing has spent the last several years trying to build a capsule that could transport humans to the space station. It could do just that on its next mission, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it works once, so why not get in it with humans? So there's that. So this... NASA and the International Space Station has been beholden to this Herr Putin, and or should I say Gospodije Putin, in the Russian space program, and it's been a source of hard currency for them. It makes money for them. Is it me again?
No, that was me that time.
Oh, haha. And so what this represents?
Anybody got a mark?
What this represents is competition for SpaceX. SpaceX steps in, and they could take over for the Russians. But the thing is, the Russians, virtually their sole contribution to the International Space Station is Uber. I mean, that's it. Yes, they have like a permanent crewman on board, and his hygiene is less than desirable and the whole thing.
Houston, we have a problem.
And you light up much. And so... the Russians are afeard of this, and now SpaceX has competition from Boeing. And this is, you know, so undoubtedly there'll be a third competitor and the whole thing. But anyway, Boeing is in the game with the very original Starliner name for the capsule, by the way. And I don't know, I guess they'll always launch from Canaveral. Not from Vandenberg in California. SpaceX does both. They do. Actually, they're testing from Texas, the Mars lander thing. They launch from Canaveral because of the infrastructure that's there. They launch from Vandenberg because of the infrastructure that's there as well. And it depends on what the payload is, whether it's SpaceX, my satellite, my Starlink, which is due late July, or the International Space Station. So...
In another Elon Musk news yesterday, Brian, he pledged an additional $6.25 billion in equity financing to fund the $44 billion offer for Twitter, which is interesting news to me because it kind of seems like he's been going back and forth on whether or not he's serious about this deal. And another indicator yesterday that, yes, he could indeed really see this purchase through.
You know what? Let me check the stock price with this unnamed app that I have. Biometric. There's my thumbprint. I haven't checked Twitter in a week or two about what it's doing. Now, his original offer was $54, right?
$54 a share, right?
$54. It's at $39, which is less than $54. I don't want to show you my math on that, but I'll come in with my post-it note on that one. But so anyway, but in other news, Boeing is the newly discovered space conservative Elon Musk now with a branch of the government called Boeing competing with SpaceX. Back in a second, AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. Let's get you to work on our Friday practice, right way traffic. AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here, and now come the performances. Some of them have happened on TV earlier today. Well, actually, they were auditioning their monologues yesterday. Today, they delivered them all over CNN and MSNBC. No one answering my three questions from yesterday. Why is it never a girl? Why aren't minority boys who have access to very actual weapons of war, full auto, AKs and Uzis, why don't they do this? And third, the only other country on the face of the earth, even remotely similar to the United States, is Switzerland, in that it is a ethnically diverse democracy. When one third of the homes have a army issued actual battle rifle and ammo in there, and this doesn't happen. So the answer to all three is the same. But no one's asking the question. Well, so number one, don't worry, folks. It's all about performance, whether it's Beto O'Rourke or the first lady, yesterday breathlessly. And this time they told the crew to idle the engines quietly so that she can announce that the mothers of America of kids that are lactose intolerant are going to be safe.
I'm here today to say to parents, you aren't alone. At the highest levels of Joe's administration, he and his team understand what you're going through.
So they trot her out because she's a traditional woman with a womb.
Well, right. I was going to say this is a win for you, Brad, because you were saying they're not really understanding the optics of this moment.
Yeah.
The spokespeople they've had so far for the baby formula shortage have not exactly reassured moms everywhere that they're in control.
Yeah. And I don't know. I know that. Did Joe and Joe's first wife died in a car accident with his infant daughter. When he remarried, did they have kids? I only know of Hunter and Beau.
Are Hunter and Beau?
We're down to Hunter.
From his first marriage?
Yes. They're the surviving boys, if you call smoking found rocks of Parmesan in Huntington Beach surviving, then we're fresh out of air and despair. We're down to Hunter. But I don't know that, you know, I don't know that Jill had. I do know that Kamala Harris got performatively married.
I think Ashley Biden is her biological
child. Okay, there you go.
Child.
So she has come forth with a human child, and so she has credibility. You can't get, even though you have the first female vice president, you can't trot her out lecturing, just like Oprah. Oprah knows nothing about having a baby. Ditto Kamala. Nothing. When she talks about being a stepmom, she's talking about a 28 and 24-year-old, you know, stepdaughters and all that. So that's why Kamala may come off as a little bit detached from the subject. Not so much as the Surgeon General, the male Surgeon General from a week and a half ago. But well, speaking of performances, I'm not gonna attribute Governor Greg Abbott's entire press conference to the actual facts and the issue. He had, just like any sitting president, you get the background. You get Air Force One to bring you out to Seattle, and you can do a thing, and you can cut a ribbon at Clover Park Community College, or you know, whatever. You get to do that because you're the president. You're the governor of California. You get to take federal money and turn it around, call it a gas refund, and as you're running as well. And every governor does that. And so that's why if you're impressed by Beto O'Rourke interrupting and you gave him money, then you effectively want P.T. Barnum to be the governor. You're voting for the tall, thin P.T. Barnum who uses a Hispanic nickname versus the guy in the wheelchair. But this is that Governor Greg Abbott. Yes.
I hate to say this, but there are more people who were shot every weekend in Chicago than there are in schools in Texas. And we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about.
Oh, you should have said Tacoma. And this, and by the way, this shocks on cable news based in Manhattan. This is shocking that he would say this. But factually, he's absolutely correct. And luckily for us, he didn't say Pierce County.
And I believe he was asked about it, too. So it wasn't like a part of his prepared remarks or anything when he was giving information on the shooting.
At the beginning, Francis Robert O'Rourke, a wealthy kid who married a very wealthy woman. She's a daughter of some investment fund guy. And anyway, but he calls himself Beto, which is like, a Hispanic guy calling himself Sven, who's born sort of Seamus or Hiroshi. But anyway, here's Beto interrupting the press conference yesterday for donations.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down and don't play this
shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, he needs to get his ass out of here. This isn't a place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you,
sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please.
Now, I don't know. The big guy with the walker is the one yelling, sir, you're out of line.
I believe he's the mayor.
Is he?
Yeah.
And so the deal is this, it was all rehearsed. This is Beto's plan.
The media surrounded him within about 10 seconds.
Yeah. And, well, he brought his own media team to be, shooting this video, which has made the rounds on CNN and MSNBC and the whole thing, because he's speaking truth to power, Greg. That's why.
And Beto was removed immediately by law enforcement.
Which was part of it.
Well, and I think that's a special experience for him because it gives him the opportunity to be rejected by someone other than the voters of the great state of Texas.
Thank you. Good night. And so, and the Democratic Party from his disastrous presidential run. And this is a guy who, at a Democratic debate, I mean, I don't want to accuse him of pandering, but he said, when someone said, would you seize guns from Americans? He doubled down and said, yeah. Yeah, I'd go door to door if we have to. And even the other Democrats were like, that's the line. You crossed it. Please enjoy. And so it's disastrous. And he knows that this is going over absolutely like a turd in the punch bowl in Texas, which is why, just to make this clear, if you think what Abbott said about basically whataboutism, what about 19 people being killed in Chicago in one weekend, and all that. Bottom line is people in Texas today, including people in Uvalde, Texas, are saying, I wish a teacher had a gun. This is not Texas. This is not how we do things. And all that. They're a lot more in line with Abbott than with Beto. But that's not why Beto did it. Beto did it because he knew by the end of the day, donations at his website would go up. I mean, this is like releasing a first draft of a Justice Alito Roe v. Wade decision or something. I mean, that's if you're really cynical about politics or whatever. All right, back in a second. It's Brian Suits here.
Anybody got a mark there?
And we'll take a break, come back with China's evil agenda for taking over the Pacific.
And we'll also check the texts at 1-800-465-8770.
We will check your text.
Not too late to get in.
And so get on the phone to get on the air. Good ones, unscreened, except for profanity. 800-465-8770. We'll check your text right after this. AM 770 KTTH Brian Suits here, and when the local sports media absolutely turns on the Mariners, you can tell because now all of a sudden the columns are like the after falling into last place, Mariners season passes infuriating and moves into depressing.
So many runners left on base yesterday.
Isn't that the Mariners team motto since 1978?
And there's some real talent
leading
on the team.
Stranded runners since 1978. Yeah, they are now a 4A team to deliver the Yankees and the Angels to Seattle.
Yeah, so that the we farm can say, system.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only way you're going to get Shohei Ohtani here is to watch him play. So I'm not sure how the rotation works, but I do want to see a game where he's pitching because you got to see the power on this guy. But what he did 2 weeks, a month ago was he pitched 6 innings. And then he hit a couple home runs. So if he could do that here, I mean, like, and I'm not going to act like, come on, Mariners, pull it out and defeat the A's. No, I want to see a generational great player have a great game at the expense of the Mariners.
Is that your hot sports take?
That is my hot as hell sports take.
Are you watching any NBA playoffs? I have to admit, I haven't turned
anybody
into a minute.
Well, with Klay Thompson healthy, I do watch the Craptown Warriors. Steve Kerr pretty much deterred me from ever watching again. He is not calling for common sense Hezbollah reform today. In San Francisco, it's Game 5. They'll probably close it out 4-1. But I only watch the Warriors. I like the return of shooting that Steph Curry's brought over the past 10 years. To the NBA. Otherwise, I don't watch any regular season games. Is there a regular season, or does it start at the playoffs? I don't know.
I just watched the coverage for Charles Barkley's insights.
The bad thing about all this rain, it's not raining in San Francisco. The cleanup of those dirty-ass streets they got there.
That is it. The only reason I accidentally watch a little bit of the first quarter is because I walked away from the TV while I'm listening to Shaq and Charles go back and forth on that great pregame show. Then I have to leave it on mute for the halftime and catch that, and then the end of the game. It's a really good show. And, I mean, if some producer is not figuring out that the NBA season is going to be over in a few weeks, but people still want their Shaq and their Barkley, you give them a show. And it's what you do. You don't put two things together that have never worked together, and they're 1,000 miles away in two different studios. Like Clay and Buck, you know, you put two guys that clearly have a chemistry. I want to hear them commenting on golf this weekend. I mean, I believe they're part of the broadcast, right? Are they part of the?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Brady Rogers versus Mahomes.
Tom Brady does this weird thing on social media. He tweeted out a video of himself yesterday hitting a ball from the fairway, and supposedly there's drone footage that follows the ball and it goes in the hole, and you see Brady celebrating. But it looks fake as could be. But he plays it off as if it's totally real.
And I bet it's real.
No, I don't think it is. He doesn't even give a wink and a nod.
Yeah.
And so you talk about fake news. If you're doing parody or some kind, you have to tip your hat at least a little bit that you're not being serious. And I'm telling you, this is a fake video. It's a deep fake.
I say it's not. Hey, we're almost on the air here.
Oh, okay. Do we want to check the text?
Yeah. AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here with producer Greg, and it is 8:30, spot on the nose here in Practice Friday. It is time to check your text.
Time-tested segment. No, I'll start. We were talking earlier about the police response in Texas to the mass shooting from Casey, hearing that it took 90 minutes. Dads without body armor would have ended this horror. Are we building police departments full of cowards? I have a knot in my throat. Give me a badge. Kids are more important than protocol. Fire the ranking officers. And to be clear, we don't know exactly why there was a lag in police response, but some horrifying videos are coming out of law enforcement appearing to just be biding their time while the shooter is still in the building.
And again,
we'll know
90
more in
minutes.
Coming days.
Yeah, what the governor said yesterday and what others said about, oh, they went right to the sound of the guns. Well, that was the assumption. And it would appear that the fact that the first guy on scene was not in charge or didn't take charge or a supervisor didn't show up in time, but the tactic, technique, and procedure around the country of most police departments is that if this is the call, most police departments have a special pro word, like Afghanistan, Bananistan, on the scanner to say that there's a school shooting so that everyone knows what the protocol is going to be. First guy on scene takes charge or engages the shooter. Whatever that normally is around the country, it wasn't followed in Uvalde, Texas, no matter what they say. It took 90 minutes. And so this is where it leads to other texts. There's a whole bunch of texts here about what do you have in a first aid kit? Where do you get these things? What do you call it again? And all this. And this is because several school shootings ago, the one in Parkland, Florida, finding out that so many of the dead bled out because the officer that could have engaged the little nutbag, Christoph, whatever his name is, it's in the news today, because they had to throw a bunch of jurors out from his sentencing phase. Because of that, they didn't get paramedics in there fast enough, and kids bled out. There's no excuse to bleed out. You should know how to bleed out. Should know how not to bleed out. And a friend of mine sent me, as I said, you know, a couple of breaks ago, that Department of Homeland Security has a program where they're funding local police departments to teach parents and kids how to stop bleeding. Well, I know how to, as it turns out, because various life experiences have lined up, I know how to use a individual first aid kit. I've taught my daughter, and so she takes it to school, because if I have to trust police that are going to wait 90 minutes and let the guy do his work and let the kids bleed out, secondly, you're not going to tell me who these kids are in the same classroom, then I'm going to do the only thing I can do and equip my child with the ability to survive the encounter, escape the encounter, help as many friends as possible. I'm developing that. It's really surprising. There's some very, very competent, very, very good YouTube videos. And so if you go on YouTube and you just look up how to use an IFAK, IFAK, individual first aid kit, police officers use them as PFAKs, where the P stands for police. And so it's fairly simple. But there's a little more to the mental space and all that, and we don't have the time here.
Another text came in on the news that our governor and lieutenant governor have COVID. You asked Brian what shows they might be binge-watching during their recovery. Someone from the 206 writes in, Inslee and Heck are binge-watching West Wing, which I think has got to be one of the most overrated series of all time.
Takes itself way too seriously. I tried dipping in a little bit, and it's so puffed. It was, 20 years old now. It's so puffed
and
up.
So many clumsy caricatures, especially of conservatives. From the 425, upon the news that you are doing some alcoholic cider fermentation thing at your house, as well as raising chickens, this person writes in, Brian,
what are you, a hippie?
Try fermented dill pickles. Fun and easy.
I've done those, and
I come out strongly against that. I actually have a fear of pickles. I don't know what purpose they serve. Have you ever seen that viral clip of that woman who's freaked out of pickles?
Dr. Freud, line two.
On Maury Povich. Have you ever seen this?
And Louise have confronted their phobia. Didn't like it.
So this woman's freaked out of pickles. And so Maury's going to wheel out pickles in a wheelbarrow on live TV.
Sure, that's a pure put on.
This is me, Brian.
Total put on.
She almost dies live on camera.
Dr. Freud, line Greg. Then various recipes for various fermentations and ciders. Thank you very much for that. That's from Alf and Olympia, Sarah and Yelm, with pictures of young orchard cider apples. Yum, yum. Can you please share your cider recipe? I pretty much did. Try fermented. Oh, the dill pickles and all that. Anyway, Afghanistan, Bananistan. Huh? Love the bank shot, Ref. Elmore Leonard. And can you give some recommendations for getting the first aid kits and training? And we will, maybe. And that's the thing. I think I'll do it as a KTTH Facebook video later on today. I'll run you through what I have and what I've trained my daughter on, and you know, all I can say is I'm this is what I said on Tuesday. If your response is it's sad it's come to that, I really don't have a lot of use for you. Don't have, you know, I wish you luck. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. If that's another response where I don't have a lot of use for you, but it's sad it's come to that. I'm sorry. I'm beyond caring about your reactions at this point. I'm into doing what I can, and that's part of it. All right, AM 770 KTH, Brian Suits. I'm in control of what I'm in control of, and that's the inner peace that I have. Things I'm not in control of, they roll right off me. Like our practice Friday, get into work traffic, right way traffic. AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here, and producer Greg wrapping things up here, saving the best for last. The story in downtown Seattle, where, by the way, chaos and gunplay still occurring, even though Seattle PD successfully played whack-a-mole and have moved a lot of the vagrants and druggies up to, in some cases, up to three blocks away.
We are still smelling a lot of drugs in the air.
So the Joel Moreno, everybody.
Everybody got a narc test!
And so this gallery that's down there, and I mean, I, with all due respect to the business decision of having very high-end retail stuff down there where there's very expensive townhouses at Second and Pike, First and Pike, the people who very wisely invested in condos near Pike Place Market, they have money too. They send people out and all that, so take their money. But wow, the cost of doing business down there now is that the shoplifters are taking your mammoth tusks, and to break in after hours, they're shooting the glass. And I mean, the way it works is that your insurance pays for the property damage, the glass. But this is where even anchors 2 years ago on MSNBC didn't get this. When you loot a retail business because you're outraged at racial injustice, the inventory is not insured. And so I don't know on this gallery in downtown Seattle, how do you inventory a fossilized moose antler?
And how much is that thing worth?
I it looks interesting. I don't want to put it in
priceless.
My living room, but it looks expensive. I mean, it just smells expensive.
3 months starting in March. Caught on camera, what you're seeing is three bullets piercing through a ground-to-ceiling storefront window at Fossil and Stone Gallery. Shots fired, the window shatters, and someone reaches right in, grabs two sculptures and antlers all in about 7 seconds. Left holding the bag, gallery owner Kathy Lee.
And by the way, the reason they grabbed the two sculptures, which were made of mammoth ivory, and the antlers, was because that mobile Seattle PD precinct is right down the street, you know, so they have to shoot the window open and break the window with gunfire and then grab whatever they can grab. But now you get upon it. But it's really weird. Did you know, it's the global ivory trade has effectively been choked off. Most new things that you buy that are advertised as ivory, it's mammoth ivory.
I'll have to take your word for
which
that
is
one.
Legal because they're
really?
Extinct.
No harm, no foul.
You know, it's crazy. They get it from Russia. They find it in permafrost in Russia. There's thousands of mammoth carcasses or carci or mastodon, and you can sell that as ivory, and it's carved as ivory. It's crazy. And it seems like it might be. Are they doing something wrong? Well, no, mammoth. No one killed the mammoth for the ivory. So that's the difference. It's really wacky. There was, they found a mastodon out by Squim. It was an ancient man used to render it where they killed wherever the thing fell. It's not like you dragged a mastodon back to the fridge. You know, you took days and days and days following it, and you put enough sharpened sticks into it. One day it bleeds out and says, "Ah, screw it. Being a mastodon sucks." And so it flops over, and then they rendered it in place. And so the mammoth in Russia, because it was warmer back then, oddly enough, they've done studies, it was warmer back then. And so what they were doing was they were chasing the mammoth on their ATVs. You know, they're two-cycle ATVs that they had back then. They don't have cool four-cycle ATVs. But 180,000 years ago, they only had two-cycle ATVs. And so in the fullness of time, snow, glaciers, whatever, it winds up that thousands and thousands of mammoths have died. So that's the one reason I'm interested in going down there, is I do want to talk to the gallery owner, Ms. Lee.
I'm struggling to stay above water. Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Financially?
Financially.
Thank you.
It's exhausting when you've been robbed not once, but three times in the last 3 months.
Hey, it's not like this person is employing law-abiding citizens and paying them money. Oh, wait, she is, and she's paying business taxes and all that. Anyway, so I would take a wild stab and say there's far fewer mammoth tusk ivory sculpture thieves in Woodinville or even Bothell. So, but anyway, I can't imagine what the rent is on Third Avenue. I mean, it's a crime. Whatever it is, it's a crime. Anyway, we'll see. There's your. Did you check the local box for me, Greg?
Can
you?
I've checked it a couple times this morning. Well
it.
Done.
There we
You've
go.
Done your duty.
Duty. There you go. Local place name Skyway. There we go. All right. Well, there will be. I'm going to turn off TV and consider what time I see Top Gun Maverick today. In IMAX.
Did you already buy the tickets?
Haven't yet. I'll probably buy them on the way to the theater.
Okay, I
love
to see
seating
it.
Charts.
I'm glad you're going to see it early after its release, but
Before Friday.
Some of the spoilers at home. Every film critic, every person wants to tell me a little too much, and I don't want to know much about this one.
I'm making up. I don't know that Maverick has a son.
Brian,
I'm just saying that's what I would
doing?
Do. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I would do in the movie. And by the way, so Kelly McGillis is in this?
So that's two spoilers.
Well, no, that's
10
already
seconds.
It's in every review. Also, Val Kilmer, who had like his adenoids out or whatever. He's unrecognizable to Val Kilmer. Apparently, he's in it too, or something. But anyway, I've been told.
And if you want to know
IMAX
the ending, Brian will tell you that tomorrow on the air.
I have a feeling I know how it ends, and look at me keeping that to myself. I only ask, how would I end it? All right. Well, everyone, I declared a successful practice Friday, the very actual Friday's tomorrow. Thanks to producer Greg. We'll see you back here at 6 a.m. with all the stuff and junk you need to know. And check the Facebook KTGH page for later on. And I'll run you through what an IFAC is and why I think kids should be carrying them to school. And so it's just sad it's come to that, right? Somebody should do something. Let's throw it here for our final Practice Friday traffic and get you to work with our Right Way Traffic.